Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
For a lot of people, when they hear this next bit, it's nearly time to finish work for the weekend. Let's have it. Okay, some people are saying that it was the best IOBF for ages, like Ian in Gloucester, spelt wrong. Seriously, are you in Gloucester and you can't spell it? G-L-O-S-T-E-R. Nice try, Ian. Another Ian in Up Holland says, excellent usage of Holst's The Planet, but a little lacking on vocals. I know, I kind of lost it halfway through, but I think the Friday was stupendous, actually. Blow my own trumpet would if I could. Pete on the A40 says, spine-tinglingly awesome Blue Friday today. Cheers, Pete. Yes, it's Friday. Yes, it's Mills on Radio 1. Yes, I've got the Wonder Years at 5 o'clock. Yes, I'll stop saying yes in a minute. Floor fillers at 6. It's all good, sugar. Now, can people please stop guessing who ordered the saucy channels? Which pop star? This is from last night's show. Sparked off quite a lot of discussion. After this was on Dear Scott.
Hi, Scott. I used to work for a cable TV company and did the late night inbound shift. We got a call from a famous pop star. We did clarify this by sticking him on speakerphone and having him sing his hit.
Now, if I was ordering a saucy channel, I would sing my hit. Wouldn't you? No, it's not you. It is. And then sing your song. That's what you would do, especially when ordering that kind of package.
Turns out he wanted the adult channels added. Mm-hmm. Of course, I did this for him. Then we all Googled him and it really was his address. I sold saucy channels to a pop star. Love you, Lee.
Thanks for all your guesses, but you can stop guessing now and I will never, ever tell you who that is that ordered those channels. Unless you get me very drunk and that really isn't happening these days. So, sorry. It's not, though, as Tulip guessed last night, Rick Waller. Thanks, Tulip, for that one. BBC Radio 1. Amy off of Bedford's been on saying, OMG, Scott. Those movies, Kesha and the South Africa story, all these secrets must be killing you. It's not me. It's not me who ordered the channels. I've never had one hit. So how would I be able to sing it? Huh? Think about it. Think about it for your text, Amy. It's 4:20. This is Radio 1. And it's nearly Friday. But it's nearly Friday. It's nearly the weekend, and therefore it is Friday. God. A weekend now, please.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Adam.
Adam, what's occurring?
How are you doing, Scott? I'm ringing you up because it was me that chose the Christmas song yesterday on Greg's show.
Oh, right. So you started it all off. You started the Christmas theme.
Yeah, I feel a bit bad because you're getting the brunt of it and I'm not, so...
Oh, yeah, you've read those forums, right?
Yeah, mate, yeah, I've just been looking at them. I was actually laughing myself, because obviously it was me that started it, and it was you and Greg that were getting most of the stick.
Yeah. So, what made you choose Wham's Last Christmas yesterday?
I mean, I'm not the kind of person that sits around all year waiting for Christmas and, like, I wanted to hear a Christmas song. I just wanted to pick something random to see if the 10-minute taker actually did what it says on the tin. And that's why
it does.
If you pick a song, Greg will play it.
It's true.
So...
need to apologise, because yesterday I was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing, you know, whether it's good or bad, you're still trending, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. Even Wham was trending yesterday. Then I got some more abuse, because I carried it on, I should have left it there, but I was a bit annoyed that he got there first, so then I started doing the Mariah Carey thing when JLS were here.
That's the thing, Mariah Carey's actually my girlfriend's favourite Christmas song, so she was happy to hear that anyway.
So. I think they say Mariah Carey's actually my girlfriend. Okay.
Oh, no, I don't think that.
Whoa! Alright, no, there's no need to apologise, it's all fine. I mean, I'm happy to handle the stick, because, let's face it, you don't get to trend on Twitter every day, do you?
No.
You know what I'm saying? So, in a way, I'm grateful to you, Adam.
Oh, well, that's alright then, isn't it?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Oh, see, you ruined it then, didn't you?
I was going to say Christmas, and then I was going to say Chris Moyles, so I've kind of got mixed up there.
Mm. Anyway, give me a high five.
Hang on, because I'm on an iPhone.
Podcast. Now, we've been talking about this for a while, and it intrigues me and makes me want to go to Australia even more than I already do, which is a lot. More Australian TV for you now, telling you exactly how it is. See, on British reality shows, we tend to be fairly restrained. In Australia, they are completely uncouth. They don't even know the meaning of the word couth. That's how uncouth they are. As we already discovered, on Britain's Next Top Model, they'll say this.
But you know what? If I'm honest, I'm a little bit disappointed.
And on Australia's Next Top Model, they'll say something like this.
Your lips are completely disconnected from your face.
We've got some more. Take Deal or No Deal, for example. Now, on our one, you know, Noel tries to be nice.
Trevor, I'm really sorry, and I'm not going to drag this moment out for a second. Thank you for playing the game with such open courage. Thank you.
It's nice, you see. Not the Australian Noel, though.
If you were a runner in the Melbourne Cup, not only would I not put money on you, I'd put you down.
Oh, thanks very much. See, they're just so uncouth. Take this example again, from British Project Catwalk.
I just say I'm excited by it.
Okay, good. And Australian?
I think it's a dog.
I think it's a dog. British MasterChef?
Nothing wrong with this at all, but it's not demonstrating much culinary know-how, is it?
And now Australian MasterChef.
That is disgusting.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So, EastEnders last night, don't worry, I'm not going to do a plot spoiler even, or a pot spoiler. If you haven't seen it, I know a lot of people have Skyplussed it or whatever, so don't worry about it. I know if you've got to record it tonight, maybe you're going to watch it over the weekend. And it's on again this evening, isn't it, I think? Yeah. Now, I have to admit, I've not watched EastEnders for a while, but even I could pick up what was going on last night. It's very, very, very loud. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But these are Peggy's last words. Drama. Well, that doesn't spoil anything. She could have just had a bit too much to drink after winning the lottery or something. I've sounded like that on many a morning. Or maybe she's just started smoking Dots, extra long fags. That'd be why all these people are coughing around her. Look. And that's a wrap. Thanks, Barbara, for the last 50 million years on the show. Is that really the way she wanted it to go? And also, what does it say on the script? When they handed the script, did it just go, bleh? Make that noise, please. Also, on my Twitter last night and on my email today, there are a few unfair comparisons, I think, to Jabba the Hutt off of Star Wars. So let's compare them. This is Peggy. And this is Jabba the Hutt. Peggy. Jabba the Hutt.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
That's a good point. I have no idea why Dot was smoking in the Vic last night. That's not a plot spoiler either, but surely that is the smoking ban not affected Albert Square? I don't know. I thought that too. JLS were in yesterday. There's a video of that, which you can watch now. The whole interview on my Radio 1 website pages at bbc.co.uk/radio1. That's on there. Also, while you're online, get the Scott Mills Daily in your life. Do it for me. There's loads of stuff, so if you miss any of our best bits, you can get them for free on a podcast. And if you hit subscribe, it'll just do it for you all the time. Pretty cool, eh? So you don't have to do anything ever again. On there at the moment is my mate Chris on the Press One game. Even though we've got him quite a few times with this, he still hasn't learnt. So what we do is we call someone up, offer them a great prize, and see if they press one.
Hello.
Congratulations. You've won a luxury holiday to Glamorous.
Surely.
What?
Soak up the sun in one of the best resorts in all of
Lancashire.
Visit the deserted sandy
Ring Road.
And eat under the stars at the
Chorley Chippy.
Who's this?
Your stay includes two nights in a romantic
two-star bed and breakfast.
You'll really see why
Chorley
is the holiday destination of choice for Cilla Black and Simon Cowell.
Lookalikes.
I'm in.
To claim your luxury break to
Chorley,
press 1 now.
Hang on.
Doesn't even think about not pressing one. And then it goes into a whole long conversation about where he's going on holiday this year and whether it's Dartmouth or Dartmoor or Dartmouth. Quite good. Also, what's on there at the moment? Oh, yeah, bungarouche. Sarah Beeny's new favourite word.
The walls of the property are made of bungarouche.
She just puts them in just for fun when she gets bored.
Bungarouche.
Yeah, that's on there. And also, we ask a person who works in a call centre if situations like this really happen, or are they just myths?
I need you to right-click on the open desktop.
OK.
Did you get a pop-up menu?
No.
OK, right-click again. Do you see a pop-up menu?
No.
OK, madam, can you tell me what you've done up until this point?
Sure, you told me to right-click, and I wrote click.
Just wrote click down. Yep, see what the call centre person has to say and loads of other stuff on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for you for free at Radio 1 Online.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.